This is a Webhawk News Podcast, Packers Edition. I'm Tyler Jobe. The Green Bay Packers escaped with a 33-30 victory over the San Francisco 49ers this past Monday night at Lambeau Field, giving the Green and Gold a 3-2-1 overall record as it heads into the bye week. There were lots of happy fans leaving Lambeau, and you can't blame them because the Packers won. Sure, it was a victory, but I'm concerned about this squad. Notice how I said the Packers escaped. Green Bay's win over a weak San Francisco team all but proves that the Packers have a long way to go. Aaron Rodgers threw for 425 yards and two touchdowns, which apparently is good enough to win by just 3 points. Green Bay needed yet another final drive to score the game-winning field goal. The Packers' defense made backup 49ers quarterback C.J. Beathard look like a superstar. Beathard has struggled all season long once Jimmy Garoppolo tore his ACL, but somehow managed to play efficiently against Green Bay. Yikes. After the bye, it doesn't get any easier. The Packers will face its two toughest road opponents in the L.A. Rams and New England Patriots. Both teams currently combine for a 10-2 record. I'll be surprised if Green Bay beat both teams. I understand the Packers had the best quarterback to ever play the game, but that's all they have. I guess we'll see what kind of team the Packers are in a couple weeks' time. But right now, they're not promising. The Webhawk News Podcast is an independent production from the University of Wisconsin-Whitewater. Our music is by David Imhoff. For 91.7 WSUW, I'm Tyler Jobe.